What do you call these
words? Asphalt.
No.
That's true. That's another one. But that's still not the word I want. What do you call these great big trucks that have a mixer? You know, and they lay a certain kind of material.
Well, that's for the concrete with it.
Okay, fine. That was the word I was thinking of. Now, what's a word that sounds sort of like concrete? Would you say cement?
Yes, cement. That's what I was trying to think of. What do you make it out of? I have a lost memory.
One of the states that's north of Georgia is what state? It's the state where Nashville, Chattanooga, and Memphis are.
Oh, that's Tennessee.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to what him?
Help him.
Okay. If a person wants to go to heaven, he has to follow the straight and
narrow path.
I'd like to help you, but I
just can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, "This man is your uncle, and his wife is." Would you ever pronounce that differently?
That's what I used to say.
Okay. would you ever pronounce it
aunt? No, we used to say that when we were kids.
Did you?
Aunt so-and-so. Let's see that.
Is there any reason for using these different pronunciations, or is it just sometimes you have to say one?
Well, just sometimes I have to say one, and sometimes the other.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
And you'd say one nest or several. Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fist.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called a
bee?
Yeah, that is one, but this is something else I'm thinking of. It'll sit right there, and sometimes if you hit it, well, that's another time, but this is if you hit it, sometimes blood gets on you. You know, it draws blood.
Yes, Bobby.
You don't mean a yellow jacket, do you? Not just an ordinary fly. Mosquito.
That's right. let's see. On a pretty day, you might look up in the sky and say, "Oh, what a lovely day. There's not a single
cloud in the sky."
Right now, we're sitting inside a house
or kitchen.
If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know what kind of animal it was, what's a general word that you could use to refer to it? You might say, "I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that."
Rat.
Well, I suppose you didn't know whether it was a rat or just exactly what it was.
What I'd call it.
Well, would you ever use the word varmint in this?
Oh, people do use that.